Well, thank you for having me. Your first question, where did the idea come from? Well, I've done lots of music since I started, and I think I've done maybe not everything, but quite a lot. So I feel relieved and freed from any kind of pressure about what do I want to do now. And what I know is I want to do many different type of music with many different type of collaborators. And I don't want to do a mundane thing. I don't want to do just a pop record or an EPM record or industrial or future pop or whatever. For me, it means I need to have content. And this is why I kind of narrowed down the scope of what I do with ideas. And I think it's a good idea to ask people one question, ask a vocalist one question and they answer that. So it gives kind of a red line for the entire project. The idea for this one came just very simply, as I can hear many people complain all the time about this or that and, you know, about religion. And I wanted to ask, okay, what about if you had to write one letter to a god or a fallen angel and ask them for, you know, to be accounted for or not? What kind of thing would you ask them? I just think that is the type of question that is totally non-mundane and that would put anyone to quite think about it. No one specific in mind, although I knew that from the start, I knew that I wanted to work again with some of the guests on 13 Ghost Stories. For the other, the so-called recruitment happened when I was, you know, going down the internet and listening to this or that and thinking, oh, that's an interesting voice, good tone of voice or great lyrics. What about contacting these people? So it was very much down to a random encounter of music on Bandcamp or YouTube, then sending a mail and seeing if they were interested. In other case, I was pointed to some good artists, like Rex Arcana told me about Emile Brown from Chiasm, or Belinda Anderson, who used to be my label manager at the time of Crepuscule Records, told me about this Scottish manager, and he happened to have two excellent vocalists I wanted to work with. So it was really down to the people I wanted to work again with and that were on 13 Ghosts, the type of concept that I believe they would be interested in answering to, and people I just wanted to work with because I like how they sound on Bandcamp or YouTube. Well, actually, it's my third album with that kind of method, because the first Jean-Marc Lederman experience was in 2015, and it's called The Last Broadcast on Earth. Well, the tagline there was, you're driving a car at night on a desert road. There's only one radio station on the radio in your car. Why is that? Is this the end of the world? So that was the first one. I think it's very interesting to be able to concentrate on one theme for quite a few months and to be able to extract every part out of it. As if I prefer working in the background, yes, I do. I'm not a singer at all. I enjoy working with collaborators. I enjoy working with talented people who write great lyrics and have a great voice. So for me, it's absolutely at no cost to be in the background. On the contrary, I prefer doing that and providing these singers with something I believe they would excel into. That's all. I started making music when I was about 20 years old. I always loved electronic music. Every time I heard an electronic sound on radio or on TV, I was immediately hooked. So for me, there was no mystery about it. And one day a friend lent me EMS AKS, you know, the suitcase synthesizer, for a couple of days, and I just loved it. And after that, it went downhill. The second thing is I'm very shy, and one of the best way, easier way to meet people and talk with people was with being in a band, because you have the starting point of conversation. and it kind of worked. It's working around my shyness. Well, working with Frank, I was in a Belgian band called Digital Dance, and I stopped working with them, and I still wanted to do music and move to the UK actually at that time, because early 80s everything was happening in the States, in the United Kingdom, in London. So I called Daniel Miller, whom I met a few months before, and asked him if he knew somebody who was looking for synth player. He says, yes, I've got this new act, Fat Gadget. I think you like the music, and I know he's looking for people to put a band together. And I went to London, spoke with Frank, and we had a laugh, and we went on very well together. And he asked me to play synth in Fat Gadget with the help of another Belgian guy, a friend called Philippe Walker. So we started rehearsing a few months later in my attic in Brussels, and went on a tour where we supported Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft. It was the name of DAF at the time, and there were five of them, of Monochrome Set and bands like that. It lasted for about 5 months, I think, and it was just incredible, because there was nothing like Fat Gadget at the time. It was like Iggy Pop with synthesizers. We never knew at one moment in the set Frank would snap out of his Frank Tove body and change into Fat Gadget and being the entertainer we all know and loved. So it was an incredible experience. Well, I like many different type of music, and for me it's a real pleasure to be able to try one and then go to another one, or mix the elements of one style in another. So it's it's a desire to, you know, to entertain myself, excite myself with new sounds and new style, and I'd like to push myself, and, you know, like, can I try this? Sure, I can, but can I succeed in that area? Can I really do this type of track? So it's kind of, I push myself to try to make something that will amaze me. And from the moment I'm happy with it, I'll try to have it released then. Well, what are you listening to at the moment? Actually, I'm listening to nothing. I listen to very little music. Especially when I'm in a phase between records. For the moment, I'm doing the promotion for Letters to Gods, so I have little time because I'm handling all the videos, and I don't want to be distracted. I only listen to music when it happens to be by random, like when I go through the Facebook of my friends and I come across an interesting track, and I listen to everything that's being sent or being offered to me or that comes out of random, but I rarely sit down and listen to music actually. Well, the lockdown has very little effect to me, except that I'm working my professional job, which is in health, from home in lockdown, and I have more time to make music because there's no commuting, and because I can handle my time the way I want. So the lockdown, it's not been a big change since I'm doing music from my own studio. It gave me some more time, to be honest, and I just finished one instrumental album, and I'm doing a couple of collaborations for the moment. So it's been a good time, and we'll see. What will be surprising, to hear is many musicians or composers have used this time to create. So will there be a baby effect like in the States a couple of decades ago, when after one night of electrical problems, there were a boom of buzz? I'm sure there will be a boom of new albums, that's for sure. I think my letter to God would be, how can you let things happen the way they happen? There's so much inequality, there's so much poor people, some, you know, so much ill people, so much injustice, some people with far too much money and others with far too little money, racism, sexism, violence, whatever. I would really take them for account and ask them to be responsible. But I don't believe in any gods. So I believe it's all down to us to behave.